September 24th, continue to the greeting. Right now, you've heard Bhaktivedanta Tirtha Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta Madhav Maharaj, and finally, Sriman Sri Rasananda Brahmachari. They all spoke very beautifully. They spoke about the glories of Braj. They spoke about Rai Ramananda and Lord Chaitanya's conversation. They gave the essence up to the end of their conversation. Madhav Maharaj explained the verse of Rupa Goswami's Upadesh Shamrita Tanama Rupa Charitadi Sukirtananu. Rasananda explained that without taking the dust of the lotus feet on one's head, and if he doesn't get the mercy of a Mahabhagwat, he can never get prema bhakti. These days everybody does Devi Puja, Durga Puja. But this wasn't like that previously. 500 years ago, Durga's worship didn't happen. Lord Ramchandra conquered Ravana, and so that was celebrated. But Devi's Durga's birth, when did that happen? How did that happen? She's the one who controls this prison house of this material world, and she punishes all the demons. Talking about Deepavali, it became a Durga Puja, but it wasn't like that before. It was Ramchandra's worship. You have to take shelter of Yoga Maya, not Maha Maya. Ramchandra's victory over Ravana. But these days everything became Durga Puja instead on the same day. But understand that this is Maya. Therefore, our Bhakti Vinod Thakur wrote the essence of all the Vedic literature. Amnaya Praha Tat Vam Hari Ariham Paramam. Amnaya Praha. Bhagavan's word in the Vedas that have been accepted by the Guru Parampara is the evidence. Srimad Bhagavatam, all the scriptures that are accepted, anybody who doesn't believe this, you can never be peaceful, never have any peace. Everybody now these days thinks I'm God. When I connect with God, we both become one. But this these nonsense things are in the Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, surrender to me alone. Just surrender to me. Only me, only me, only me, Krishna says. Give up all other activities that are bogus religion and just surrender to me. That you can become God and Bhagavat's not there and Gita is not there.
जो ऐसी बातें कहते हैं उनकी बात उनकी कथा मत सुन.
Don't listen to this kind of talk.
कुछ लोग ये कहते हैं कि लौकिक कर्म.
This is all material.
कर्मों को करो.
Talk.
अभी दिल्ली के चौराहों पर उनके सेवक लोग उनके शिष्य लोग खड़े होकर के पथ निर्देश कर. ये साधुता का काम नहीं है. कृष्ण को हम भूल गए हैं.
Everybody here in Delhi forgot Krishna. Don't associate with sadhus.
कैसे फिर उनको हमें स्मरण करके इसके अंदर में आत्मा परमात्मा है उनका संबंध है हम जान सके.
How can they understand their relationship with the Supreme Lord in their hearts? They should hear all the scriptures. Especially Srimad Bhagavatam. Ramayana Mahabharata, but especially Bhagavatam. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave 10 truths.
चिकित्सा विज्ञान
the essence of 10 truths.
दस मूल को का सेवन करने से सब प्रकार के रोग उसी प्रकार से इसका सेवन करने से
how you can
रोग जो सबसे कठिन रोग है.
How you can render service and get out of the material sufferings.
भाव माने होना जन पुनः जन पुनः जन.
Again and again, birth and birth and birth again and again. Since the beginning of time, we've been taking birth again and again. When you come to a human form of life, you should find a self-realized soul and go under his guidance. Otherwise, you can never get bhakti. Therefore, amnaya
praham.
You should hear those shastras that are accepted by the Guru Parampara. And what is the first truth?
That
Sri Hari is the supreme absolute truth. And who's Hari?
Krishna himself.
He has so many incarnations. Nisringa Varaha, but he's the original. Krishna is the original Bhagavan. He's the reservoir of all relationships. There are five relationships with the Lord. Neutral, servant, friendship, etc. And those are the direct relationships. And the indirect relationships, there are seven secondary separations, secondary relationships, like laughter, ghastly, and so on. Krishna is the reservoir of all relationships, primary and secondary. He's the all-powerful. He's the source of all, cause of all causes. He's the source of the, of all universe. All the living entities are his parts and parcels. They're not plenary portions. They're infinitesimal parts. They're his energies. There's two kinds of jivas. One, nitya mukta, or eternally liberated. And one is the time immemorial conditioned soul. That's us. liberated souls are in Vaikuntha, Goloka, Vrindavan. They're doing eternal service there. The living entities who are here, those living entities, they're manifested by Balaram and they're doing eternal service to Krishna. We're eternally liberated, eternally conditioned. There's different kinds of conditioned souls. Some can't move like trees. Some can move. But the best of everybody is a human species. Krishna appeared in a human form. Inside the body is me.
The heart wants रक्त पेशाब पैखाने की थैली है एक दिन पुराना होगा एक दिन मरेंगे कुछ भी साथ
नहीं जाएगा और
जिसके लिए हाय हाय करते हैं दिन रात नित्यातिदेन वित्तेन दुर्लभेन आत्ममृत्युन गृहापत्ता आप्त पशुभि का साथ इतश्चलि.
We think that making money is the best thing. But it's gotten with a lot of hard work and it's the source of all misery. Everybody has a family of sons and daughters and wives and husbands. But you get that in every species. The only benefit is to connect with God. To realize Krishna in his human form and render service to him and get prem for him. There's two kinds of jivas. There's two kinds of energies, I'm sorry. The living being and the dull material nature. And they're both simultaneously different and not different from Krishna. They're both Krishna's energies. They're different from Krishna and also not different from him. This is all part of dasmo. In this material world, there's only one way to get God, and that's the only way is bhakti. This is all part of dasmo. What is bhakti? With your body, mind, words, body, your endeavors. Under the guidance of pure devotee, like the honey flowing from the bottle without any interruption, to please Krishna, to make him happy. For this is bhakti. So what is uttama bhakti? Don't have any material desires at all except to please Krishna. Don't do any. Like, Dhruva's bhakti wasn't really pure bhakti because he had a material desire. And don't do any karma. Karma and yoga, tapasya, should never cover your bhakti. You have to do karma, you have to take a step. But karma shouldn't cover bhakti. Karma is always impure.
His
bondage.
If
you serve your mother and father, all that, serving the material society, it's all binding to the soul.
स्वर्गलोक में जाकर फिर वहां से स्थिति जी के लिए फिर नीचे आना पड़ेगा.
All the planetary systems, if you go up to heaven, you have to come back again. You reach there. Yeah, you go up to the heavenly planets and again you have to come back to the lower species. Anajana, coming and going. If you worship Durga, you can't get anything. Any progress. The only sadhana you should do is bhakti.
और प्रेम ही प्रयोजन है.
प्रेम is the ultimate goal of life.
यदि प्रेम नहीं है,
the last point of dasmoh.
तो कंस जरासंध,
कंस और जरासंध, they were absorbed in Krishna but not in prem.
भगवान को कष्ट देंगे.
They were giving trouble to Krishna. But if you have prem, then you can control Krishna.
प्रयोजन.
So prem is the goal of life. This thing, you have to do sadhana. There's one sloka. Araja Bhagavan, Vijayasha Kanyasa, Dhamma Vrindavan. Ramna Karchit Upasana, Mutmata Bhagavan, Vijayasa,
Srimad Bhagavatam, Pranamalam, Prema, Pumata, Umahan.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamitam Tata Prabhu Mapuram. This one sloka I'm going to explain. Just like this.
Krishna
is our worshipable deity. But which Krishna?
Mathura
Krishna? No. The one who killed Krishna, Kamsa? The one who went to Dwarka? No.
Nanda Nandan,
Yasoda Nandan. Radhakant is our worshipful deity. The one who lives in Braj. He would never leave Vrindavan. His part is plenary portion left. And went to Mathura. But the original Supreme Complete Lord is our worship. The Sringa doesn't have so much ras. Not full ras. Neither does Ramchandra. But Krishna is full ras. Ramchandra would only marry one wife, but in Krishna Lila he danced with so many. Therefore, our only worshipful deity is Jananam Namsham Sundar. You should understand the difference between the different Krishnas. The Krishna in Mathura or Dwarka, they are not Brajendra. They are, but they are not in
Bhav.
The one in Mathura thinks I am Vasudev's and Devaki's son. But in Vrindavan he wears peacock feathers. He doesn't wear a peacock feather and he thinks I'm the son of Vasudev and Devaki. And the bhava of Vrindavan Krishna is that I'm the beloved of the gopis, I'm the son of Nanda and Yasoda. This is the bhava of the Krishna that we worship.
Warm.
This is our worshipful deity. Just like Krishna is our worshipful deity, so Vrindavan is also our worshipful deity. Without Vrindavan, Krishna can't perform any
pastimes.
What's Vrindavan? Different, not different from Krishna and Balarama.
Baladev,
Baladev manifests Krishna's dham.
Krishna's
is our worship of deity, and so is Christ.
अरथो भगवान गर्जेई सतय सत्ताम वृंदावनम रम्य काचित उपासना पजपद पड़ गई न जातो गोपियों ने
the gopis did
उन्नत उज्ज्वल रस से
the highest
आर्य भाव से
माधुर्य रस
कृष्ण की आराधना की थी
unwedded love
तत्तम गोपियां
paramour love
राधा जी के प्रकाश है काय व्यू है
All the gopis are manifestations of Radharani. And Radharani is the complete spiritual energy.
Therefore,
the gopis' paramour love is worshipped by Mahaprabhu.
अंत
अच्युता गोपियां गोप सुनते ही कृष्ण
मम्मी को बुला रहे हैं सभी गोपियां दौड़ी
All the gopis were looking for Krishna when he left them in the Rasa
Lila. जो श्रृंगार कर रही थी एक आंख में अंजन उसी को देखा जो पतियों को परवेशन कर रही थी उसी समय में छोड़ दिया
They all left their husbands. They left everything. They were in the middle of dressing themselves and everything went lopsided. Like Kajaloni on one eye, their waist belt on their head, everything was
upside down.
They left all their husbands.
गोपियां कृष्ण से विवाहित नहीं थी राधारानी कृष्ण से विवाहित नहीं थी
राधारानी नेवर मैरिड
होने पर भी जो माया ने ऐसा किया कि राधा जी का भाव
ट्रांसेंडेंटल एनर्जी
अभिमन्यु इत्यादि से सब गोपियों की शादी कब कब शादी में
हुई अभिमन्यु बट दैट्स ब्रह्मा ने
बचनों को चुरा लिया
ब्रह्मा मैरिड देम व्हेन दे वर किड्स
और उनके सखाओं को चुरा लिया
एज अ गेम
चुरा लिया उस समय कृष्ण स्वयं बछड़े भी बन गए कोटि कोटि और कोटि कोटि सखा बन गए और गाताचार्य ने कहा कि ये वर्ष या महीना बड़ा सुंदर है अपनी अपनी लड़कियों की जो गर्भ में थी वो
शादी
इस समय में कर दो
गागाचार्य सेड दैट
तो शादी किससे हुई
Oh, Gagacharya thought that in this particular year, whoever's all the boys should marry all the
boys.
So you could say they were all married to
Krishna.
Because in that year, all the other boys were stolen and Krishna became
the king. आराधना कृष्ण की जो है वो सर्वोत्तम है कृष्ण इस कारण नहीं चुका सकते अभी इन लोगों ने बताया और
The worship of the gopis is the highest worship. And the evidence of this is Srimad Bhagavatam. The first slok of Upadeshamrita says, Pacho Vegam, control your tongue. Control your
tongue. जीवा का भी भाई जीवा को कंट्रोल में रखो इसमें हड्डी नहीं है जीवा है इनको अनर्थ करती है इसलिए महाभारत और रामायण हो गया
Like in the Ramayana and Mahabharata, Draupadi didn't control her tongue, and Sita didn't control her tongue, and they got in a lot of trouble.
और सीता जी ने लक्ष्मण जी को
Sita ji told Lakshman when Maharishi was speaking in the voice of Ram, Oh Lakshman, Oh Sita. And then Sita was telling Lakshman, Go and get Ram, he's calling us. And he said, No, that's not Ram, it's a demon. So then Sita said, Oh, you're just lusty for me, and that's why you don't want to go help Ram when he's in trouble. So Lakshman went, but he was very sad. I know it's not wrong. So here I'm going to put a little fire around you. I mean, I'm putting a line around you. Don't step out of that line. So then Ravan came and he said, come out of the line. Because he tried to go on the line, it got on fire. And he said, come out of the line. Krishna Das is going to do a kirtan because Madhav Maharaj told me I'm talking too long.